Secret number four, to resolve personal workplace conflict, show unqualified respect. You could substitute unearned, unmerited, undeserved for unqualified. Show unqualified respect. What this means is that I choose to remain respectful to the other person regardless of how they react to me. And the reason you do that, well, part of it goes back to secret number three, which is make yourself non-threatening. If you're respectful, you're non-threatening. It also does this. It reduces the odds of escalation because it builds on the principle of reciprocity. If I am respectful towards them, they're more likely to be respectful towards me. Remember, people tend to feel obligated to repay what has been given to them. So it builds on the principle of reciprocity. And it also minimizes the risk of self-justifying behaviors on the part of the other person. And what does that mean? Self-justification is a process most of us have in our heads, almost all of us, which says that we look really, really hard, really long at other people's behaviors to look for reasons to explain why we behaved the way we did. For example, I am sitting in a meeting and a person raises their voice at me, and then I raise my voice at them. Objectively, it wasn't really okay for me to raise my voice at them. So what I do is I justify my having my raising my voice because they raised their voice. Therefore, me behaving in an out of control way becomes their fault. Self-justification. Well, it works for other people too. So what I want to do is make sure I'm not doing anything in my interaction with the other person that they could then turn into a justification for what they did that contributed to the conflict. I want to behave in a way that removes that self-justification. Really good example of this is seen in the movie Invictus. It's about Nelson Mandela and the South African rugby team. If you ever want to see unqualified respect in action, you can watch that movie, or you can read the book, Playing the Enemy. So really good example of just showing respect, even towards an aggressor, and it can gradually, over time, wear down their aggression. So what does unqualified respect look like? Well, you want to control your body language and tone. Now, be careful that you're not using aggressive body language postures like leaning over someone, or closing the distance with someone, or pointing your finger, or anything along those lines, raising your voice, anything like that. Remember that emotions are open loop. Open loop means this, that our emotional system receives most of its input from outside of our bodies. That means that my behaviors are an input to the other person's emotions, or your behaviors are an input to the other person's emotions. So if you have behaviors that are received or interpreted as angry or aggressive, you are feeding anger and aggression into the other person. If you keep yourself calm, you are feeding calm into the other person, and you just might influence them to calm down with you. You want to be gracious. So if you do have authority or power, you want to, in the moment of conflict resolution, you want to make sure you're not exercising authority or power. You're not threatening to take it to an authority or power person at the moment. Gracious. If they offer something, you receive it graciously. You stay engaged in the conversation. If you walk away from a person in the middle of their frustration, you take away their feeling of being heard and you become a threat. Walking away is actually an aggressive response rather than a passive response. It is seizing control of the moment and refusing to listen to the other person. So beware of walking away. If you start a conflict conversation, you want to stay engaged in it and learn how to accept their viewpoint even when you disagree. And that's all part of showing unqualified respect. The key is unqualified. You show respect whether they have earned it or not. Unqualified, unmerited, unearned, undeserved. I offer respect because I offer respect. End of story.